DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
I am not a crook.
And that's how we open the show, with Richard Nixon. Should get you a cup so you could do a Richard Nixon Bane impression. That would be great.
Oh, you were born in the dark, huh?
My penis. Oh, Jesus. So, it is not another podcast. I am James.
I am Bryce.
And we are sans Big Jim.
Done.
The guy's barely been on a month.
And he's missing.
He's taking a sick day. I'm beginning to question his loyalty.
Yeah. I don't think he's dedicated.
No. We're gonna have to put him through some tests.
Yeah.
To check it out.
Yep.
So, I'm going to start with a sad note. Horror godfather Wes Craven has passed.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And
I heard he was battling it for a while.
I didn't even know.
Yeah,
he
I didn't
it.
Either.
Like, it was like, it,
yeah.
For me, like hearing the news yesterday, it came out of left field.
Yeah.
But he gave us so many great movies.
Yeah.
He will be missed.
Yes,
he
very
will
much.
Be missed. I'm wondering though now that he has passed, what's going to happen with the Nightmare reboot that they're talking about. I had heard Robert Englund signed on to play an older Freddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to play Freddy, like, in life or just...
In death?
In death, as it were. But I'm also wondering what's happening with the... to transition to the Friday 13th movie that's supposed to come out next year.
Yeah.
I had originally saw it as posted as coming out this year. So I wonder if maybe someone had made a... mistake on their website, because I
that's
went back
possible.
To look for it and it wasn't there. But there is a, and they say it's going to be like a sequel to the last one, the reboot one.
Yeah,
which I'm cool with. I know I'm in a minority, but I really liked it.
Speaking of minorities and movies,
oh, you're gonna
Fantastic Four. Yes, we're going to have this talk again.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
I still say the first half of that movie was great.
I thought the whole movie was great. I will agree that the ending felt kind of tacked on. I totally
well, I
agree
found
with
out later
that.
It was tacked on.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm sure it was a lot longer than it originally.
It was the original cut. I think I heard was like two and a half hours.
Yeah.
But when the director turned in like the first cut, like the label went ape shit.
Yeah.
Because they wanted an Avengers-type movie, something
yeah.
that builds into major action. And see, here's the thing with Fantastic Four. They're not that kind. I mean, they have
yeah.
big action moments in their comics and stuff, but
yeah.
they're not really that type. I mean,
they're
Fantastic
more of
Four's,
saving people.
Well, Fantastic Four has always been more of kind of a thinking man's comic.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of science stuff
yeah.
in there. You know? And the first half of the movie I felt was great, but when they got their powers... Like, the movie shifted in tone.
Yeah, and I think a lot. I think more than anything, it was whoever edited it.
Well, I think it was...
Because I know the director was saying that they cut a lot of his movie out, and he
oh,
was
yeah.
pissed about it.
Yeah, and they had to go back and do, like, major reshoots.
Yeah.
Like, it's typical for a movie to do reshoots and pickups
yeah.
to add scenes or, you know, to change stuff.
Yeah.
But this one, like... Kate Mara had cut her hair for a new role, so they had to get her a wig.
Yeah.
And, like, from the time they get their powers through the rest of the movie, that's all reshoots.
Yeah.
And it feels really disjointed, and, like, the story isn't as solid as the first part of the movie.
Yeah. I do agree that there was definitely a shift in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall it was good. Obviously, it could have been better. Every movie could be better.
Oh, yeah.
Every single movie. There is not one fucking movie that's out that could not be better.
I will say that the acting The cast was perfect.
I agree.
Even through like the bad stuff.
I heard a lot of people complain that there was no chemistry between all the actors. I thought they did a good job.
I think they were perfectly cast. I think the non-chemistry thing, I think that's perfect for what they were going for originally, yeah. Because all these people are coming together.
They don't really know each other.
That movie takes place over the course of just a few months.
Yeah.
And three of the cast who are, you know, working together are working together. They don't really know each other.
Yeah.
The one major problem I had was the conflict between Reed Richards and Doom.
Yeah.
It was just there without any explanation.
Yeah.
There was just that, you know, a lot of snide comments on Doom, but it wasn't explained. It wasn't...
Yeah.
It felt tacked on even more than the ending, and the ending felt really tacked on.
Yeah.
And the ending was so abrupt.
It was very... When it was done, I was like, okay, so what happens next? And it was like, wait, it's done? So I will say the ending was very poorly done by cutting it so short.
That is what ruined it. From the time that I like that they're chasing down Reed and then they capture him.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff, but...
I'm not even going to worry about spoiling this because...
Oh, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, and...
If you haven't seen it by now...
And you're not going to see it if you haven't seen it.
I feel like from the time they... I'm cool with them finding Reed and the whole storyline of building a new teleporter because they want to build or make more people like them for the military.
Yeah.
I liked all that. But then going there and finding Doom... From that moment on, it felt like just a sudden shift. It wasn't coherent. Even Doom's motivation for protecting his world, which essentially is what it became, the world that changed it, it felt so tacked on and just not a part of the film I had been watching up until then. I would have liked to see more of Reed on the run.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was clever in the way he was disguising himself.
Yeah, changing his face.
He's trying to build his own teleporter so he can fix his friend, which was his motivation. But then it's like his motivation shifts.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's he got forgiveness that he didn't earn.
Yeah.
From the other characters.
Yeah.
And I felt that was... You know, kind of pulling the rug out from under me.
Yeah.
You know, basically the last 40 minutes of that film just felt like a completely different... It felt like Sharknado. It felt like it came from the company that makes Sharknado. You know? And I know why they did it, but they were so desperate to get that Avengers dollar.
Yeah.
You know? So I think what's going to happen is we're going to see Marvel get the Fantastic Four back. We're going to get a reboot again,
reboot.
We're going to get a good Fantastic Four movie. Again, I'm in the minority because I liked the first two Fantastic Four movies. I liked the second one better.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm a huge Silver Surfer fan.
I fucking love the Silver Surfer.
I thought the casting in the first movie was off, but I liked them.
Yeah, they worked well together, even if they weren't necessarily the best choices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even the Thing costume, which was really cheesy and you could tell
the
costume. I mean, I really liked what they did with the Thing and the CGI.
Yeah.
And I really liked that his voice was the same. Like, it was kind of higher pitched and stuff. It's like you're looking at the Thing and it's like, that voice should not be coming from
you.
I dug that. Personally, whenever I've read a Fantastic Four comment for me, Ben Grimm's voice was always very deep.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a nice...
Deep and rocky.
Yeah. It was a nice change, but I really do liked the first half of Fantastic Four. That was epic. Reed meeting Ben when they're kids in school.
And
even though it's short-lived, you know that they form a strong bond, so much so that Reed goes on to this next chapter in his life.
My wife had a good question about that, too. Why didn't he have Ben come with him? Because I understand that Reed was the brains behind that whole thing, but Ben helped him build it.
just because you help someone build something doesn't mean you have the mind to understand it. And that's and that was from the get-go. I mean, you could see, even during the class presentation, Ben was interested, even though he didn't quite understand it.
Yeah.
And when Reed showed him, he was totally in awe, but he just didn't have the mental capacity to understand it. To me, I always felt, especially in this movie, I felt that Ben was kind of the imagination while Reed was the thinker.
Yeah.
So Ben could maybe come up with an idea, and Reed could make it happen. How it works.
Yeah.
And just because you're imaginative doesn't mean you're going to be accepted into the school. Because it basically was a school for gifted and talented kids. Not in the X-Men way, but like... like Mensa.
Yeah.
It's basically the upper crust Mensa. Yeah, so...
Mutsa.
As much as I love Ben, he just wouldn't go along.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no... Even as loyal as Reed is, there's no amount of begging. And Ben knew that, too, because Ben was telling him at...
This is your home. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where you belong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And didn't he also say, I'm not that far away?
Yeah.
You know? I'm like a bus ride or something.
Yeah.
You know? But again, Reed's loyalty shows because when they're going to make that first trip, the first thing he does is call Ben.
Yeah.
It's like, you've been on this journey with me from the beginning. If I'm going, you're going with me.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. I also really loved in the film how it's kind of timeless. It's clearly set now, but if you really look at the characters and how they dress, and a lot of the environment, they almost look like they're from the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, they do that comic book throwback where it could be now, but it could be back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's most noticeable in Ben.
Yeah.
The way his hair is styled and the clothes he wears.
Yeah.
It's clearly
like a
50s. You live in New York, but you dress like you live in Kansas in the 50s.
Yeah.
So I really like that. I wish more comic book movies would do that, where it's like set now, but there's set in
hints
an alternate
of,
now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I really dug that part of the film.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that too. And it really makes it stand out too, like when they go to the alternate dimension. You know, it kind of pops. It's almost a Wizard of Oz style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our world is black and white, but that new dimension is in color.
Yeah.
You know? I also kind of felt it was cheap that Sue didn't go along, and yet she got powers.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering. I was like, I get how Johnny... I mean, he caught on fire.
Yeah.
I got that. Ben got covered with rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hit Reed and Sue, and it's like, okay, so Reed or Sue got blasted. Why would that make her go invisible?
It seems very cheap.
And then, and how did
and Reed's power.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. In comics, Reed's power has never made sense.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
Reed is Marvel's version of Plastic Man from DC. So, It's always funny to me how a lot of characters in the DC universe mirror characters in the Marvel universe and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you really sat down and looked at it...
There's one of everything in each universe.
Pretty much, yeah. You know? And it's fun to do that. Like, Aquaman, clearly Submariner.
Yeah.
Plastic Man, Reed Richards.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, it starts to get a little harder after that. I mean, those are right there. But then it's like, you know, who's the equivalent to Ghost Rider in the DC universe?
Yeah.
You know, who's Marvel's Green Lantern? You know?
I think I saw a comparison.
Flash,
thing.
Quicksilver.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stuff like that is easy.
Yeah.
But then it's like, who is DC's Wolverine?
Yeah.
It does get tough, but there's mirrors all through it, you know. You just have to kind of find them, you know. I kind of think you could argue that Thor and Superman are mirrors.
Yeah.
You know.
I could agree with that.
You know. I'm having a hard time figuring out who Marvel's Batman is.
Marvel's Batman. I'm going to see if I can find anything.
That would be interesting. Who is Marvel's Batman? There's nerds right now cursing at us. You know there is. So, a new little tidbit from Star Wars leaked last week. A new teaser.
Moon Knight? Moon Knight. Or possibly Iron Man.
I would go Iron Man.
Yeah, because you're talking rich, filthy rich guy that's...
The difference is where Bruce Wayne is very sleuthy.
Yeah.
Iron Man. Tony Stark is just very drunk.
Yeah.
But did you happen to see the new teaser? It's like a 15-second... Like, the internet blew up over the new Star Wars teaser that was on Reddit.
No.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Most of the scene you have seen, but there's like a 2-second, if you blink, you miss it.
Yeah.
Addition. And I was like, I saw this and I went.
Disney's just going to add a couple seconds here and there until the movie comes out just to appease people, but not give anything away.
They have not had a full trailer yet.
Yeah.
They've had teasers, but we have yet to see a full trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of okay with that. We're just a few months from it now.
I know.
And I'm very happy. I still don't know what's going on in it. But I do know some of the character names, unfortunately. And I know... what I do know, I've kind of guessed from the trailer. I'm not sure that I'm on the right track. But, yeah, I'm still very anxious for this movie, and I think, are you watching it now?
Yep. Wow, that was lame.
Yeah, that was,
it just kind of ends.
And that blew up the internet. Like, the internet, like, shut down for, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah. 14.
Well, this Friday is Force Friday. And Force Friday is the day that all the stores are supposed to get in the product, but there's this big 18-hour live event on, I'm not sure where it is, but it's on the internet, where they're going to go through all the new products that you can buy. Or you could just go to the store and get some.
Yeah.
I am planning on going to the store and getting, I'm looking for 2 figures.
Yeah.
And that's it. And we'll probably find them.
Yeah.
But I also have got, I was going to originally get 3, but thankfully a local store screwed up and put it out a month early.
Yeah.
I should have bought the other figure when I saw him, but I did not. You know what we should do, honey, since you're over there? We should buy an extra of one of the figures for Bryce.
Possibly.
Because I think he would enjoy. But we don't give it to him for 2 Christmases. Because by then it'll be like a major collector's item. And, no? Okay, never mind. I guess, no, forget that idea. Did you hear, though, that Disney's plan is to have a Star Wars movie every year?
Yeah, I heard that.
So we'll get the first of the new trilogy this year. Next year we get Rogue One. I think it's Rogue One.
I think it's... Is
it's
it?
Rogue something.
I thought it was just Rogue.
I think it's... I'm pretty sure it's Rogue One.
Yeah, it looks like it might be Rogue One.
Aha! I don't have Alzheimer's yet.
Yep, Rogue One.
And then I think we're going to get the Han Solo movie after that. And then I think we get the next of the new trilogy. I'm kind of starting to wonder, though, if we're getting too much Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they're going to...
I think Disney's going to hammer it into the ground and...
Because they know it's a guaranteed cash cow.
Yeah, but just because it's a guaranteed cash cow doesn't mean you have to oversaturate the market. I think that's the problem that Marvel's about to have.
Yeah.
You know, next year we're getting like 2 or 3 Marvel movies.
Apparently there's a trailer for Rogue One.
It's probably fan-made. They only just started shooting, so...
No, this was at, like, a release.
It could be, like, a teaser. I know they just started filming because the
I silence brought to you by. We'll see.
You see, there's the Death Star. I love that. That's kind of cool looking. It's a fan-made trailer.
I think more of anything, it was a teaser for the movie.
It might have been like a teaser for, hey, look, we're going to bring you this movie, which we just started filming.
Yeah.
At like one of the conventions.
Yeah,
or something.
That's what I think it is. That's why it was just Forrest and...
Yeah, there's nothing there to tease it. But I did see like the cast in costume on the first day of shooting, and I'm very curious as to what that movie's about.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll probably learn more next year, because I think it comes out next year. So.
Yep. December.
So. I also just, like, I thought about this the other day. I'm wondering if they're going to do a novelization for this new movie and when that comes out. I haven't even looked. Because I love the novels.
Yeah.
But if it comes out before the movie, I can't read it until after the
movie. I know. I won't read a book until after I see the movie. Because I don't want to know what happens.
Well, this one, we're in agreement. We're not going to learn anything as much as we can stay away from. And
yeah.
I've been doing really good, and it's really
too.
Hard in this day and age.
Yeah.
Anytime I see Star Wars, like, I'll read the headline, because if it's not related to the movie, I'll check it out. If it even looks like it's related to the movie, I won't check it out. Disney Infinity 3.0 just came out.
Yep.
My wife and I went over and we looked at some of the characters.
Yeah.
Not all the Star Wars characters are out yet.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a TV.
Yoda there, and I was like,
I saw a TV trailer or a commercial for it.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
I haven't played 3.0, but Infinity is kind of a fun game.
Yeah.
It's a fun, just mindless. And I really like that I can build my own world to play in.
Yeah.
I need to do more of that. But I always use the building blocks. And the version we have, once you use the building blocks, you can change them to look like stuff.
Yeah.
So I build, like, these big bases and stuff. Then I change everything so it looks like a base.
It's and then you fun. Blow it up.
Yeah. Well, I just found out a great way to grind characters. To
yeah, you're telling me class. About that.
And that's hysterical. I left my Xbox on overnight and character leveled all the way up.
Yeah. Jeez.
It was pretty funny. So we did like all, we went through a bunch of our characters. Who do we play most? Grind.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. Just switch the character. You don't have to like stop it or anything. Just,
yeah.
And it just picks up. It was like, awesome. I thought about going through and building like three or four of them.
Yeah.
And then just
have them all going at one time.
Yeah. See if it goes faster.
Just do that in the next one. Just call it the grind zone.
I think that's what I called the first one. It was a grinder. So this morning I jumped on LFG I played Destiny with a group of people, played Crota on hard.
Yep.
And we were all talking about the expansion, which comes out in 2 weeks.
Yes.
When it comes out, I think you and I need to do, on this show, we need to do a review for it.
Yeah.
We'll give it like a week or so.
Yeah,
so we
sounds
can
good.
Both play it and see what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah.
I think that'll be an interesting little thing. So,
discussion.
that
Jim won't be a part of.
Jim will have no part. Well, Jim's seen it now, and I think he likes it. I think what we should do for this month's commentary
is have him play it.
I'll make him a profile, and we'll let him play. We'll do a commentary for
him.
I think that would be really funny.
Yeah.
As funny as a video game. We still got to do the alien one.
Yeah.
I think that would be a funny commentary.
That'd be funny.
We have to do that at night.
We have to get it partway through because it doesn't start getting interesting right away. I mean, it takes a while to actually start getting good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get it leveled up or something and then let him play.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, the alien's chasing you.
It is fucking hard. I played a little bit for a while when I didn't have internet. It was really fucking hard.
I saw it the other day for kind of cheap and I almost got it. But
yeah.
We didn't have the money, so.
Yeah.
But that game looks so interesting, you know.
It is pretty cool.
So, I hope they do more games like that.
Where, yeah.
It kind of harkens back to like the original Resident Evil.
Yep.
Where you have to think.
Yep.
You know, and I think there's too many of the horror genre games where it's just point and shoot.
Yeah.
I like where you have to think and work stuff out.
Yeah, there's too many, what's the dead, the zombie one?
Left 4 Dead?
No.
Dead Island?
No.
Dead Among Us?
No.
Dead, dead, dead?
Yes, that's it. I can't remember the name of it now. But, it's just a, there's so many enemies, you just continually go. That's it.
Yeah.
Just hack and slash.
Oh, that was weird. I thought we'd stop recording. But we're okay. Everything's good, folks.
For once. For the moment.
We need money for our studio. No, I'm with you, and I think players kind of want that.
They yeah,
want
and I think some of them are starting to do that, because like I hear there's some new games, I think it's on PC, that it's if your character dies, you have to start completely over.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, they're starting to do other things other than just hack and slash. They're more of a long-term survival, like... I know there's one that I think it's DayZ that you basically have to survive, but it's never the same, and there's a big shift from day to night.
See, I remember Resident Evil 2 did that.
Yeah,
where they like you could replay it on the same hardness
yeah.
level, but stuff is never in the right place.
Yeah,
so you go through the story, but you may go, well, I got to get this tool, so you go in the room, but it's not there.
Yeah.
So you really have to search for it. I really think that, like, Rockstar is missing a golden opportunity. They've kind of developed the open world format.
Yeah.
And now that they're, you know, with GTA Online, where you can play with a lot of people, I think they're missing a golden opportunity in that you can set up a city, fill it with zombies, and then you could jump into this world and have to find a group of people to survive.
Yeah.
Like, and there's so much of this, especially in GTA, if you just go into the world and you just want to mess around, so many people are just shooting, you know, just to be a dick.
Yeah.
Well, what if, you know, someone new comes into this world, you don't want to shoot them because they can help you survive.
Yeah.
You know? So you've got, what do they do, like 20 to 30 players per world, something like that?
Yeah.
It's pretty low. But then, like, all the AI, just the random characters, they're all zombies, they're all out to kill you.
Yeah.
Cars don't work. You have guns, but there's limited ammo. You have to go throughout the entire city.
Yeah.
Finding ammo. Mm-hmm. Or food.
Yeah.
You need food. And then you have to find places that you can hold up to until you can get rescued, you know? And then maybe, you know, the rescue copter comes, but then something happens and it crashes,
mm-hmm.
you know? So maybe you have to send players out to find a helicopter that works, you know? And you hope to God that they can actually fly a helicopter, you know?
Yeah.
Come to you, rescue you. You know, I think stuff like that would be a lot more fun and build a sense of community in these games rather than just a bunch of dicks fucking with people just because they can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that turns me out. I love playing GTA Online, but I hate going into the open world anymore because you just walk in and people just shoot you for no reason.
So I'm on the DayZ website, which is getting a release for Xbox One and PS4. The average life expectancy in the game is 1 hour and 9 minutes.
For what?
For DayZ.
Oh, DayZ.
Yeah. And the game is... Step one is scavenge for items like weapons, food, mm-hmm. And then fighting zombies and bandits and just surviving. So I think that'll be something I'm definitely going to look into, because I know there was another one that came out here recently. I can't remember the name of it, but it looks pretty damn intense.
Well, even just, you know, a good online game where a bunch of people can play. Some sort of post-apocalyptic thing where you have to band together to survive. And yeah, you know, you're going to get dicks in every group.
Yeah.
But if you've got a group of people and someone just wants to be a dick,
Dying that whole Light. Group
turns on that one player, you know, and I don't mean kick them out. I mean,
yeah,
set them up to their, where they're going to get killed by the zombie horde, you know? I think there's just so much, there's too much competition in online games.
Yeah.
And I felt that really hard this last week while playing Iron Banner on Destiny.
Yeah.
It's too easy to cheat. Nothing really happens to cheaters. There's nothing to discourage cheaters. And so people who just want to play to get better, like myself.
Or really just to have fun, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Just go in and have a good time. It's almost, well, it is impossible because there's people out there that just have to be the best.
Yeah.
You know, and they found ins and outs and they found ways to cheat the system. And there's no consequences for it. And I really think that the key to changing that is to make matches based on kill-death ratios.
Yep.
I know the system can look at kill-death ratios of a player and go, oh, he averages this much, he goes in this tier.
Yeah.
Number one, it'll be easier to find cheaters that way.
Yeah.
But also, if you're not a very good player, you're going to be playing with people who are at your level.
Yeah. And then as you get better, you go up.
Exactly.
If you have a week where you just start doing terrible, you go down a little bit. It needs to fluctuate.
Well, it
with
will, because
everybody's
if it's based
levels.
On your kill-death ratio, your average kill-death ratio, you're going to be matched with people of your skill level.
Yeah.
No matter what. If you have a bad week, you'll drop down a level, but then you'll get good, and then you'll be back up into your level. And then these guys who just have to be the best will be actually playing people who are as good as them and give them a challenge. And I think, you know, again, it will be so much easier to spot cheaters that way.
Yeah.
And then these companies can go, oh, you're cheating? Ban. You know?
Yeah.
Will they do that? Probably not, because there's no money in it.
I know they're doing short-term bans to start with as kind of a warning, and then they're doing long-term.
Yeah, but how do they catch them?
Yeah.
You know? I just can't see.
I think they go in and watch the videos of the matches.
Yeah.
And then there's a person that actually determines, because they can tell.
Oh, I'm sure they can, but it's like, they're inundated by hundreds of reports of cheating.
Yeah.
And it will take forever for them to get through it. Whereas if you just initiate some sort of kill-death ratio algorithm, you can spot them so much easier. You know? Because then you just have to watch the top-tier matches.
Yeah.
Because if someone's cheating on a low level, his kill-death ratio is going to rise.
Yeah.
Rise until he's into that, you know. And there's people that could, you know, you could just go in and not do anything, so you can play low-level people. But again, as soon as you start cheating, you're going to rise.
Yeah.
You know? There's no way around. You can't cheat your way out of a kill-death ratio matchup.
Yeah.
You know? And I think if they just do that, a lot of people will come back to the player versus player games.
Yep.
I kind of feel like that player versus player, like, I'm not seeing a lot of player versus player games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you have your Call of Duties, you have Destiny, and then Halo?
Yeah.
But Halo's kind of going more story-driven now.
Yeah.
You know? They will always have a player versus player, but they're putting more emphasis on the story.
Yeah. I think they always have put a lot more emphasis on the story.
Well, with Halo 2 was the big player versus player.
Yeah.
That's when a lot of people start. And I think Halo 3, but it was just, we'll give you the new guns in, like, nothing really changed from 2 to 3. I'm sure 4 had it. Well, they've all had it, but it's,
yeah,
since Halo 3, it's been more about the story.
Yeah.
You know? So again, a lot of these, so now if you want to play against people, you pretty much got Call of Duty. And I gotta say, Call of Duty's getting really burnt out.
Yeah.
You know?
I did like the newest one, the Advanced Warfare, Warfighter, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That one was pretty good, but
See, this has me worried for Battlefront, which yeah. I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
I want to know what kind of matchmaking they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, this is... Battlefront is more multiplayer than it is story, I think, most of the time. Mm. So, I think
no, Battlefront is... I know there's you can do multiplayer, but you can also do solo missions.
Yeah.
But there's no story.
Yeah.
I think it's more more geared kind of towards the Destiny model.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you want to play solo, there you can do, like, survival.
Yeah.
Which I saw footage of. Pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
And I think if you got a team together, be really badass.
Yeah.
But I think it's more geared towards big battles.
Yeah.
I mean, really, epic. Like they're doing like I think they're going to have the largest amounts of armies,
yeah,
to date. Like I think I might be mistaken, but I think they're going like 60 players per match. So I mean, big epic battles,
yeah.
Which I'm really looking forward to. Like I can get on board a big battle like that, you know, but I still worry about cheaters.
Ooh.
What'd you
find? The beta for Battlefront's coming in early October.
Ooh.
It's 40 players.
40 players.
Yeah.
That's still pretty damn big. 20 players to a side.
Yep.
So I'm very interested in it. I pre-ordered it. I got the I will be able to play on Jakku before at least a month before everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I got Han Solo's blaster.
So nice.
Can't go wrong with that. So really looking forward to that. Speaking of looking forward to, what games are you looking forward to that are coming out this year?
Other than the Destiny expansion,
I know Destiny's big.
That's that and Battlefront are pretty much the two I know of right now. Yeah,
I don't even really know of anything else coming out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else is coming out that I'm even slightly interested in. I'm sure something will pop up, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's going to be awesome!"
No,
but
that was yeah,
yeah.
I don't even know what's coming out next year. We might have to for the next week. You're off. Jim will be back, and we're going to have Dennis in.
Yep.
And we're gonna find out what happened. Finally,
funny you should mention that. A year ago today was when we went to the premiere.
Was it today?
Yes.
Wow, that's timing.
Yep.
I will have to bring that up.
Yeah.
If I remember, which I
probably won't. That's okay.
God, there's not even any, like, other than Star Wars, there's not really any movies coming out this year. Like, this year kind of seems like a pause. It feels like a pause.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had Avengers 2, we had a couple other movies that were Jurassic World and stuff.
Yep.
But overall, it's kind of felt like a pause for next year.
Yeah. Heard they wrapped up filming for Civil War.
Yeah, that wrapped. Now it goes into post-production, which all the special effects and stuff in.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
I am too.
Did you see any of the photos?
I think I saw a couple.
I think, I'm not sure about the timing, but Black Panther is in Civil War. I don't know if his movie comes out before or after Civil War.
After, I believe, because I think they were shooting for 2017.
See, I think that's interesting that you'll introduce a character in Civil War that people won't know anything about yet. I think that's a risk, but I think it's only a risk that Marvel could pull off. You know?
Let's see if I can find... 2018.
Oh, wow. So a couple years after Civil War, we finally learned about Black Panther.
Yep.
That'll be kind of weird, I think. But it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it because I want to see what the aftermath of Avengers 2 leads into.
Yeah.
To this next movie. When does Ragnarok come out? Is that 2016 or 17?
I think it's next year.
I want to say it's 17.
2017. Yeah. July 28th. So next year's going to have kind of a lull.
Yeah. Well, we Other have Deadpool.
Than, yeah, we have we Deadpool. Have Avenger,
or
Civil War.
Civil War. There's some really... I don't have the list in front of me, but there's some really good stuff coming out.
X-Men coming out this year or next year? It's next year, isn't it?
Next year, yeah.
That's what I thought.
I think that comes out summer.
Yeah.
Civil War is May, and I think X-Men is July, but I could be wrong. But Deadpool is February, and that's all, you know. By that time, the Star Wars high will have finally worn off.
X-Men's coming out in May.
Oh, wow. So May's
May 27th.
Civil War is early, right?
It is May 6th.
So two Marvel movies in a month.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the trailer for X-Men. I know it's there's one floating around, but I know it's like low quality. Someone filmed it on their cell phone from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm just excited because Archangel's going to be in it. Archangel was one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if it's the same guy from X3 playing it. I don't think it is.
I don't know. I have to look. I'm trying to see if I can get this to pop up.
We get one more Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman. And he's going to be doing Old Man Logan. Which
old man with a walker.
You know, Wolverine is a character that can hold his own in a movie, and yet I don't think that we've gotten a solid Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
And that kind of upsets me.
Yeah, this is the low quality. It's actually not too bad.
It's not terrible, but it's not as good as it...
As it will be?
As it will be, yeah. And I think the actual cut for the trailer we get will probably be a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the
comic. I would hope so.
Yeah.
I am excited for it, though.
Yeah, it's we finally get to see Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of X-Men or just mutants in general, I mean, he's like the number one.
Yeah.
You know? And I really like that his costume is almost directly out of the comics.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Plus, Storm with a Mohawk. We're going to get Storm with a Mohawk.
Uh-huh. Stormhawk.
And Sansa's going to be playing Jean Grey.
Yep.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for that movie. I can't wait to.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Speaking of Sansa and Game of Thrones, did you see the new theory about Jon Snow?
Yes. That
he's got a twin?
Yes. And that it is, God, one of the wildlings. I can't remember her name.
I have no idea. I know he's coming back, though, because George R. R. Martin spoiled it.
Yeah. And
plus,
he was also seen where they're doing filming.
Yeah.
He's not going to be dead.
No, I still
it's one
think,
character
I think
that they won't kill till the end.
I think you had it spot on when you said that. Was it you or was it me that said the Red Witch is going to bring him back?
I think it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
She's going to bring him back. But the question is going to be is
why? Would she go
why?
Back to, the Black Keep?
Yeah. Because I think she had two visions, and I think one was Jon Snow dying, and I think one was Shitface, daughter killer.
Boromir.
No.
Baratheon.
Baratheon, yeah.
Boromir Baratheon.
Stannis.
Stannis.
Yes. Was Stannis dying. And when Stannis died, she knew that Jon was going to die, and she knew that he was the one that she needed to...
Yeah, because she had the vision of the people at Winterfell falling.
Yeah.
And I think she backed the wrong person.
Yeah.
So she's going to bring Snow back.
Yeah.
Because he's the one...
Yeah, because there's a couple theories.
Wasn't the prophecy that she's going is someone of kingly blood? She needs
I don't
someone.
Remember.
I'd have to rewatch it, but it's something to do with someone with a royal bloodline becoming king of Westeros.
Yeah,
and she was backing Stannis because he's the obvious choice.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. I think she's seen other visions that are leading her to Jon Snow, which is probably why she guided Stannis all the way around
to the north.
To the north, instead of, you know, coming straight up.
Because she knew that the watch needed help or they were going to fall.
Well, I think she also realizes that the army that she's been seeing conquering is the Wildlings.
Yeah.
She may not have figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But I think now she is.
Yeah.
And there's no one that can unite the Wildlings except for Jon Snow.
Yeah.
They believe in him. They don't trust him, but they believe in him like they did, what's his face? The guy who they burned at the stake before Jon shot him with an arrow.
Yes.
So that story has spread through the Wildlings, so they know that Jon shows mercy to the Wildlings. He may not be able to stop that, prevent, but like I said, I think the Wildlings believe in him, even if they don't quite respect him yet or trust him. But there's a belief. And I think when the next season starts, we're going to see that when Jon comes back, some people in the Night's Watch are going to get their comeuppance.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad that he sent... why am I blanking? Sam. I'm glad he sent Sam away.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah, he knew... He wanted him there, but he knew that he wasn't safe.
Yeah. Well, and it was... I think it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I always believed that Daenerys was going to rule. And I still think so, but I think that Jon is going to become the Hand.
Yeah.
Those two are going to unite, Jon and Daenerys.
Yeah.
Somehow.
There was always the theory that...
No, I just figured out how. Tyrion. Tyrion knows Jon. He went...
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tyrion's the link.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's the bridge. But there was also the theory that Daenerys was his aunt, that it just didn't fly quite well.
Yeah, but it might be. I mean,
I think there was another one
who told me that Jon might, like, Jon's mother might be Targaryen.
Yeah.
So, and there's people who are saying that, and I've seen the footage where they close up on Jon's eyes and they change to purple. Which is, I guess, supposed to be a Targaryen trademark.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Daenerys' eyes are blue.
Yeah.
I know, I've looked.
I guess she had contacts because her eyes were supposed to be blue, but they...
Yeah, because she's got...
It, something happened, but originally she was going to have purple
eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess is that they irritated her because Harry Potter... Daniel Radcliffe was supposed to have contacts, but they irritated his eyes, so they put the kibosh on it. So that's why Harry Potter in the movies has blue eyes and not brown, green. So I'm really excited for the new season. I'm going to guess that we'll get it in April.
Yeah, I believe that's so. I think that's when it starts.
Yeah, I'm really anxious to see what they do. I'm anxious about Jon Snow. I'm anxious about Arya, what's going on with her, because she's in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
And Daenerys. Daenerys is now cut off from her kingdom, but she just came across the Dothraki again.
Yep.
So.
And the question is, what's going to happen to her?
Yeah, are they still going to recognize her as their Khaleesi, or, because... the Dothraki kind of disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember if they, like, went, like, what happened, but, the Dothraki stopped following her.
Yeah.
They just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if there was an explanation for it.
There were some that still wanted to follow her, but they ended up following the other guy because he's technically, he took over as... Call.
Okay.
So they kind of had to stop following her, or they would have been basically kicked out of the clan.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what happens now, and if she can. I'm also anxious to see if that dragon heals, because it was in bad shape.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
And what about the other two dragons? Is she going to be able to control them? You know, because clearly the black dragon, whose name I forget, he's not, he can't really be controlled, but he is still loyal to her.
Yeah.
So, you know, because he showed up right when she needed her.
Yep.
So I think there's still a bond there, and I think she needs to learn how to assert it, because that's the thing she's never done, is she knew there was a bond there. They listened when they were young, but she never did anything to strengthen that bond,
mm-hmm.
which is why they ended up running wild. And the Black Dragon, which is clearly the alpha, you know, you are looking so interested
in. I'm watching the eye color change, supposedly.
Yeah, it's,
but it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also a YouTube video, not an HD video. Yeah, so
I think it was just one of those wild theories. But
yeah, because I think more than anything, it looked more like his retinas were dilating.
That's what I thought too when I watched it. It's like it's not really so much color changing as just dilation of the pupils.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think. Our theories are correct, though. I think he might be Targaryen through his mother, and I think that the Red Witch is going to bring him back.
Yeah, it'd be through his dad, because his mother is supposedly Ned's sister.
Well, Ned's not Targaryen.
No, he's Stark. But she was the theory is that she was. Married to, I can't remember if she was married to or raped by Rhaegar. Mm-hmm. So his father would be Targaryen, his mother would be Stark.
So, wait, because he's Ned's bastard son.
He's Ned's bastard son.
Oh, quote bastard son. Like, Ned took him in.
Says that he's his bastard. But there's no evidence to prove that he actually cheated on his wife and had him. The theory is that before Ned's sister died, she gave Jon to him and said to protect him.
So to protect him, he claimed that he cheated yes. on...
Yes, so that way they didn't know that he was Targaryen.
Or truly a Stark.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you with all the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the theory I'm going with.
No, I like that theory. That makes a lot more sense.
Because we know that his sister was I can't remember if she was married or raped by Targaryen.
It would make sense that he was raped.
Yeah.
She.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's delving.
Because I know they went. I know they went north.
I bet you.
And
we'll
he came back with a child. So
I guarantee you we'll find out next season.
Yeah. I figure we'll find out. Probably start finding out within the first episode or two.
Well, you know they'll bring him back.
Yeah.
They have to.
The question is, are they going to do it in episode one or two?
That's a good question. It depends on what they feel is more pressing. But given that how they've done stuff in the past, we probably won't see him until two or maybe even three.
Yeah.
And then, oh, here he is.
Shit, we didn't even see Bran all of last season.
I know. He's supposed to be coming back, though.
Yeah.
I saw something that he was back on set. So, and that's a character I'm interested in.
Yeah.
My biggest question is, are the Stark children, the ones left, going to reunite at some point?
Yeah.
Because they've been close. Arya and Sansa were real close.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and we haven't even seen the youngest in a couple of seasons.
Rickon?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just gone.
Yeah.
My guess is his head is on a pike somewhere.
Nah.
Right next to Shaggy Dog.
No. I don't think so.
Actually, my hope is that the gal he went with teaches him to fight.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Mm-hmm. So... but Bran is the one I'm really interested in.
Because again, I want to know
whole season without him, you know.
Because the other theory is
the other thing I'm really interested in is what kind of revenge the Queen is going to take on the Church.
Oh yeah, you know it's going to be an all out war.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, but another theory,
and I have a feeling she's going to lose.
Another theory with Bran, it's not going to turn out well for her. Is that he is going to end up taking control of the dragons to fight the White Walkers.
You know what? That would make sense.
Because there's... The theory is... There's also... another part of the theory is that there's three dragons, and only the Targaryens have the ability to ride the dragons. Mm-hmm. So you have Daenerys, possibly Snow, and there's also a theory that it's Tyrion, but we don't know for sure. So...
You know what's scary is of all of them, Tyrion is the most trustworthy.
Yeah.
Because he straight up tells you that he's full of shit.
Yeah.
No, I buy that theory because we've seen Bran's strength in being able to control...
Even people.
People.
Yeah. He took over Hodor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's simple.
He's simple, but what's going to be the test
he's also,
is seeing if Bran can
Bran's
take
also
over.
Untrained. So if he can become trained...
And if
who's
we
to say what
this,
he couldn't
this
do?
This last season, we didn't see Bran. He was getting training.
Yeah.
We can easily come up on this next season and go, okay, he's trained.
Yeah.
Or he's on the latter half of his training.
Yeah.
You know, I could buy that. There's
yeah,
because
so if he spent a year or more in that tree, who knows what happens?
Well, and maybe time works differently there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the kid who plays Bran has grown, so we can easily come out and say, time in this... tree
yeah.
moves differently than the outside
yeah.
world. There's clearly magic in this world.
Yeah.
It may not be very strong magic, but there is
mm-hmm.
a magic. I mean, for God's sakes, we got dragons.
Yeah.
So you could easily say, okay, yeah, time moves differently. So he spent a year, but it was only a couple of months.
Yeah.
In the normal realm.
Yeah.
So I'm on board with that. I could follow that. Yeah. As long as they say it.
Yeah.
You know, which I think they would. But, yeah, Bran taking over the dragons. But, again, I really think that the Starks need to come back together
yeah.
under Jon. I think Tyrion needs to bridge the gap between Daenerys and Jon. But the key is finding Daenerys.
Yeah.
And getting her back.
Yeah.
Because she's in Dothraki. She's still across the bay.
Yeah.
She needs to come over to Westeros.
Yeah.
And I think that she needs to leave the armies behind. Just take her translator gal. She needs to take...
Grey Worm.
I was thinking Pale Worm, but...
Close.
Tyrion. And she needs to forgive Jorah. And he needs to come because he knows...
Well, he's fucked. He got touched by one of the Greyskins.
Yeah. But we know it's survivable.
We do. With lots of money... And lots of healers.
Or a favor to a red witch.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for Jomar.
Yeah.
His
I don't want him to die.
Daenerys,
yeah.
His loyalty to Daenerys is beyond doubt to
yeah.
me now. He just wants to protect her.
Yeah.
I think he's in love with her.
Yeah, he has been.
And I think, I'm kind of rooting for him.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking that Daenerys will forgive him. I don't know that she'll trust him
yeah.
as strongly as she did, but I think she's forgiven him already.
Yeah.
Even if she hasn't said it.
She's wanted to.
Yeah.
But she, to save face as the ruler, she has to follow through with what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be this season's going to be interesting. It's what's most interesting to me is how much. I mean, because we're off the books now. I mean,
yeah.
This is all
he's trying to. He's trying to finish this next one, but they're already doing filming. So
yeah, but they've got notes.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, they know how the whole series is going to end.
Yeah,
they know the end game.
Yeah.
So they just have to fill in between
I
there.
Just want to know how close to what's going to happen
yeah.
we are.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that our theories are very close
yeah.
To what we're going to see. The question is who survives.
Yeah.
And who ends up
no
on
one.
The Iron Throne. Personally, I think it would be interesting and serve the story best if instead of sitting on the Iron Throne, Daenerys has the dragons melt it.
Yeah.
Fuck the Iron Throne.
That'd be pretty epic.
Because everyone's been fighting for this goddamn seat, and yeah. it's brought nothing but,
yeah.
but just misery. So, but yeah, I'm really interested to see the queen face off against the church.
Yeah.
Especially since the head of the church is also the president in G.I. Joe, and he's the governor in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Guy wears a lot of hats.
Yeah.
And he's a leader in everything.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that's it. That's enough nerddom, I think. You know, it's interesting that we had nothing to talk about and we still managed to fill an hour with
of course.
Shit.
We always do.
There was a couple pauses. Next week, Jim is back, plus Dennis, while Bryce takes a well-deserved third, fourth, fifth vacation this year.
Yeah.
Man.
I can do what I want. You don't pay me.
I don't pay me.
Nobody gets paid here.
Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week with Dennis, and we find out what the hell happened with Highway to Summer.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.